this nation has experienced a profound shock. And in this critical moment, it is our duty, yours and mine, as the government of the United States, to do away with uncertainty and doubt and delay, and to show that we are capable of decisive action. That from the brutal loss of our leader, we will derive not weakness, but strength. That we can and will act, and act now. From this chamber of representative government, let all the world know and none misunderstand that I rededicate this government to the unswerving support of the United Nations. To the honorable and determined execution of our commitments to our allies. To the maintenance of military strength second to none. To the defense of the strength and the stability of the dollar. To the expansion of our foreign trade. To the reinforcement of our programs of mutual assistance and cooperation in Asia and Africa. And to our alliance for progress in this hemisphere. On the 20th day of January, in 1961, John F. Kennedy told his countrymen that our national work would not be finished in the first 1,000 days, nor in the life of this administration, nor even, perhaps, in our lifetime on this planet. But, he said, let us begin. Today, in this moment of new resolve, I would say to all my fellow Americans, let us continue. This is our challenge, not to hesitate, not to pause, not to turn about and linger over this evil moment, but to continue on our course so that we may fulfill the destiny that history has set for us.